fall of 2015, the state, the Energy and Environment...
That's Tom Bonney with the Concerned Citizens of Estill County, beginning a press conference with a recap of how fracking waste came to rest in Irvin. In the 2 years since, the community has come to a consensus on what should happen with the illegally dumped waste. Dig it up and move it out. As Estill resident Nancy Farmer put it,
removal of the contaminated waste is the best answer to this problem.
The State Environmental Protection Cabinet has other ideas and is considering a much cheaper proposal to manage the waste in place. But this disagreement is a small part of a big problem with tracking the disposal of fracking waste. Nadia Steinsor researches the issue for the nonprofit Earthworks.
Waste is kind of the forgotten stepchild of the oil and gas shale boom. It's something that people really need to pay more attention to and be more concerned about.
As the Ohio Valley Resource and Center for Public Integrity reported in 2016, the patchwork of state laws makes it hard to track waste as it is generated, processed, shipped, and dumped. Steinsor says there is more awareness of the problem because more communities are being affected. But she says little has changed.
But from a regulatory perspective, policies and mandates and requirements the industry has to adhere to are still lagging behind.
Steinsor says it's crucial for people living near landfills to be aware of what's being dumped there, but that's not easy.
There's one gentleman in West Virginia who's been tracking waste coming into landfills there, and he literally, you know, would stand at the entrance to the landfills and see all these trucks coming in, and he'd ask the drivers where they're coming from, and lo and behold, they're coming from oil and gas sites.
Rhonda Childers in Estill County has been concerned about contamination at the landfill for 20 years. She was part of a group of activists who worked to get the rules in place to keep out radioactive material. But as the landfill changed owners, those rules were violated.
And we let our guards down, and we just kind of ignored this.
The state has fined the landfill owners and is requiring a mitigation plan. But Childers says all communities should be vigilant about what is happening at local landfills.
We're talking about Estill County today. We could be talking about Powell County tomorrow. We could be talking about any county in Kentucky.
Or any county with a landfill. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Irvin, Kentucky.